This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Barring my way, Clement Mausa. December, yeah. Featuring Ascaro and Babette. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. It is the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. Welcome to it. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ, with the winter stock himself. And as you know, man, it is Elekompo Friday. I've got a surprise for you. I did not mention this. Welcome to the last hour of it. And on a Friday, we celebrate Lekompo, man. And I'm glad that you could join us now because we continue to celebrate the movement that is Lekompo, you know, during such a time when the genre is growing very, very fast and in a rapid pace, right? Now, today, I have in studio an actor, an entrepreneur, an MC, a musician, a businessman, yay, a dancer. I don't know, man. This guy, I don't know what this guy can't do, right? He's like the robot boy of Limpopo. He can do everything. Adventure Family, help me welcome in studio. Got Clement Mausa in the building, man. I'm super, super excited. My boy, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. Kimbesh, how are you?
No, I'm great. Thank you so much for taking your time. I know you're very busy. I saw your schedule. I'm like, hey,
because I remember we spoke about this, I'm sure, from 3, 4, 5 years back. I'm like, Joe, I need to be in studio with you because I'm hardly ever in Limpopo. When I'm in Limpopo, I'm also busy with them. So I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm very honored, man. Imagine, all these years that I've known you, you've never actually had like an
interview. That's actually crazy.
So I'm very happy, man.
Yeah, man.
Very
this is you know, a glorious moment for me as well right now. But let's get straight into it, man. I mean, a lot of people, you know, got introduced to you as, you know, Kwaito wa Skeem Saam, and that is how, you know, it has been engraved in a lot of people's hearts, right? In many South Africans. So, but let's talk about the music. Has it always been, you know, part of the dream and the plan, you know, to pursue music?
Yeah, definitely. It's always been part of the plan. I'm from a very Christian family.
Yeah.
So, you know, as Christians, you know, every day before we sleep, we'll sing and pray. Mm. So every night we'd sing and somehow be the one leading those songs, you know, the hymns. Wow. From Kopelo. So I'd be the one leading the praise and worship at home.
Yeah.
But then it continued because even at church, I was part of the worship team, you know, for so long. And then eventually I went to University of Limpopo, and then I was part of the SCO Mass Choir.
Wow.
And I think that's where the passion really emanated from. And then, yeah, later on, I just decided that it's time that I continue showing people this side of me. Because, of course, you said people always have always known me as an actor, because that's the first thing that I got introduced to South Africa with.
Yes.
Yeah, but before even going on Skeem Saam, I've always been into music.
Wow, that's amazing, man. I mean, you're a very talented, you know, gent with a lot of things under your belt, man. Like, a lot, right? But I want to put you on the spot right now, Clement.
Okay.
Between music and acting.
We're not choosing.
If there was, you know, a bag of something on each side, right, and you don't have a choice.
Remember this thing, people do it for different reasons.
100%.
Because sometimes, yes, you are talented, but you have to weigh your options very cleverly, if ever there's such a term.
Uh-huh.
So for me, if I were to choose right now, you see, this question was going to be too difficult for me maybe 10, 15 years ago, right? But now, because I know that I've been acting for so long, I've almost ticked all the boxes that I wanted to, in as far as acting is involved, I think I'll definitely go with music, because I haven't entertained it for so long, and I feel like this is the right time for me to do it. So money or no money, if right now I were to choose, I think it will definitely be music.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Yeah, no, I'm shocked, because I mean, you know what, I've been a fan of your work for such a long time, man, and I'll never forget. I think we drove together going to Pretoria.
Yes,
once,
I remember.
And I spoke to you. I'm like, you know, if there's one scene, I mean, I'm a fan of your work, but if there's one scene I'll always, always talk about, is when you had to play Crazy. And now that you're mentioning music, right? If there's one scene, bruh, like, I'm not even gonna front.
Yeah.
That is something I never forget. Till today, I still speak about it to say, you know, to show that there's something more than talent, if ever there is. But that just proved to me that, you know what, that thing is engraved in you, like you were born with it. Because acting crazy can't be easy,
my It's not, especially if you've never been crazy before, or if you've if you've never been exposed to, you know, maybe a family member or somebody very close to you who's went through such a hardship or situation, or an illness, because actually being crazy is an illness.
It's,
so it was quite challenging, but for me, because I've had so much training prior, because remember, I started acting at the age of 9 from primary school. I went to Ramutla Primary School, so everybody from Ramutla, they know that we used to do like the sketch. Yeah, I understand, and the stage play. So I think that's where I sort of like got proper training, you know, in as far as acting is concerned. So by the time I went and auditioned for Skeem Saam, for me, already I felt like I was ready. So any challenge that was going to come my way, I don't think there's anything that was going to beat me. But also I had so much confidence, because I knew that when I got cast as Kwaito, there were so many, actually thousands of people who auditioned for the same character and they did not get it. So that has to say a lot about me and 100%. My talent. Exactly. So I took it with both hands, and I'm like, actually, I'm going to show these people what I'm capable of.
And
I'm glad that there's people who still remember that particular scene.
No, 100%, my brother. Now, a lot of people, you know, are only seeing your music moves only now, even though they don't know that, you know, you've been pushing, I think, since 2019 or so, you know, when you dropped a single with King Monad. Do you think, you know, being on TV actually made it easier for you to transition into music and get cool features like Boma Kadzi, Bo King Monada, who are already established in the game?
Not really. The reason why somebody would feel like I've been at it but I've never dominated the mainstream, it's because music is a full-time job. Do you know what I mean? You need to learn the business side of music. You need to invest in music, you know, in terms of spending a lot of time in studios, a lot of time songwriting, a lot of time in marketing, right? Because you can have the dopest song ever, but if you're not marketing it, people will not be aware of it. People are not gonna play it, they're not gonna stream it. So the reason why maybe I wasn't as visible back then, it's because I was focused on other things. You know, I did a song with King Monad. Actually, my first song was with Chima Music, right? I did that one, and then it did well. I also did Good Life with King Monad, which did exceptionally well. You know what I mean? And from there, I just took some time off. I relaxed. But the other thing is, I knew for sure that I don't want to be signed under any record label, which was going to fasten the process, you know. So I didn't want to do that at all. So I decided that, you know what, I'm going to be on my own. And you can imagine now, having your own company that's pushing your music, and it needs your time and energy and everything, and the budget as well.
Of course.
You know, because in order for you to do music videos and whatever. Exactly. So that was the reason why everything was delayed. But also around that time, I don't think it was perfect timing for me. You know, yes, I am talented and I wanted to do that, and those songs were dope, but I don't think I was ready for the music business side of things. You know, and then I think fast forward from last year, I took a decision that, you know what, this is what I want to do, and if I really want to achieve what I want to achieve with music, I really have to give it my best and my all. And that's what I started doing from last year, and that's why people are so familiar with my music right now, and they're like, oh, actually last year you had a hit, because the whole of December we were gigging with that song.
December,
you know, that's when most people became aware, because some people didn't even know about Good Life then you know what I mean, because the other thing about music from Limpopo, I don't think it was on a national platform where everyone knows about it, or even on a mainstream.
100%.
You know what I mean? And that's due to a lot of artists from Limpopo. They're very independent, and shout out to them. But the other thing is, you need to understand how music runs, especially on a national platform, whereby it's not just only from your community or your province, but the whole country, and even international, they can be aware of your music.
No, most definitely. Now, let's speak a bit about, you know, obviously, you know, the music world is much different from the acting world, right?
True.
What are some of the lessons that, you know, you've picked up along the way in terms of the difference?
With acting, they're both quite tricky, to be quite honest. But with acting, I think it's mostly about, because we read a lot. You know, there's tons and tons of scripts that you have to go through and memorize. And then we work crazy working hours.
Yeah.
you know, excuse me. So sometimes in the morning, you will have like a 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. call time, right? We work 12 hours a day, right? And 6 days a week, you know. So those are the hectic hours that we put into acting. And with acting, I would say there isn't a lot of opportunities compared to music, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but with music, you know that you spend a lot of time in studio and then you have to, you know... go and do your gigs, even as in as much as even sometimes your gigs could be far away and whatever, but you're only performing for 30 minutes or an hour, and then you're done with that particular event. Whereas with acting, it's just like the whole day. But the other thing is with acting, you're not yourself, bro. With acting, you portray somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you do that, and then when you get home, you take off. That character, you know, the character that you're portraying, the energy, the costume and everything, you leave it in studio, you go home. Where else with music, you are yourself. You're just telling your own stories through music. Yeah, so I think like those are the differences. But also with music, there's a lot of management that has to happen in terms of, you know, people booking you interviews, people, you know, branding you.
Yes.
You know, because now you have to look in a particular manner when you go to perform. There's a certain costume, whatever, and it all takes you to invest in all of that, like your money and your finances and 100%. Where else with acting, you just go there, you do your thing, and then you're out. The whole production takes care of everything. So those are the differences, I think.
Let's touch a bit about Lekompo, man, and what it means to you as an artist and a Limpopo creative. What has Lekompo... We all know what Lekompo's doing right now, you know, the lens that it has reached, but what has or what does it mean to you as, you know, Clement Maosa?
Firstly, and I'm not even buying face, I just want to say shout out to Capricorn FM because it is one of the radio stations that have promoted and played Lekompo music. 100%. Hence, we have Lekompo Friday.
Yes.
You know, so for me, I appreciate this kind of platforms because it helps the movement to grow.
100%.
But what Lekompo means to me, Joe, Lekompo ke culture.
Yeah.
Lekompo ke culture. No, yeah, Lekompo ke no more. And the way I like to say it is, it's a genre that connects with us and it represents us. It's the same as when South Africans says, when piano goes international, they're like, but it's our sound, it's who we are, and nobody can do it better than us. So as a province, I feel like Lekompo is that for Limpopo. You know, and remember, there's a lot of, I mean, there's theories and whatnot, but a lot of people believe that for the longest time, Limpopo was overlooked, you know, whether in music or acting and whatever, because, and that's based on maybe the number of shows we have on TV that are Limpopo-based, you know, or the number of radio station that plays Limpopo sound.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand. Yes. But now, all of a sudden, there's this spotlight on Limpopo.
Mm.
And Lekompo, for me, in as much as it's popular now, it originated a long time ago.
100%.
You know what I mean? There have been artists that we must always pay homage to who started this genre. Even though back then the light was not shown on them. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
So for us, it's a culture. It's who we are. You know, it's the lifestyle. We don't have to impress. Mm-hmm. We have to authentically be ourselves.
Mm.
Because sometimes, you know, when we go to dikolong che jama goa or university re bolela goa no so re ketsa ka re no, but that's a low class and whatnot, but we have flipped the script to say be proud of who you are.
This is who you are.
Yes, you know, you don't have to now step out of your character, your personality, to be somebody else in order for you to make it in life. So yeah, I think that's what Lekompo means to me.
No, most definitely, bro. So I mean, can I be a fan of Lekompo ka se betha malapi, you know, and but still be within the movement, like full on, no matter malapi a solo track. I mean, I'm a hip hop DJ. I love Lekompo. You know, I rock Lekompo. My show represents Lekompo. Lekompo Fridays, yeah. You know, because we love and we want to, you know, take this to the next level.
True.
But now give it malapi, bro. I gotta kill yo yo. So can I go all the way without that?
You know, it's so funny because not so long ago on TikTok, I did a video saying that Lekompo kilimina. You know, you understand. You would understand, right?
Understand.
And people were like, Marera's namalapia away. Here's another tigre saying 1, 2, 3, 4. And we spoke, especially most artists from Limpopo, to say it's not even about malapi.
Mm.
You understand? It's a lifestyle. Unfortunately, malapi became the standard, you know, in terms of clothing.
Yes.
But everyone is welcome to Lekompo, even Lekompo Balcony Mix, whether unala malapi or namalapi. Just be yourself.
Yes.
Because what we're trying to push right now to say, be authentically yourself. If you can afford, yes, definitely, because you'll feel like you fit in.
100%.
But there's no rule that says that if it's a apart malabi, then you can't be part of Lukombo. You understand? It's just people's preferences. It's the same as any other genre, let's say, maybe go quiet or apart the sport and whatever. It doesn't mean that if you're apart sport, then
you're not part of the culture.
Exactly. So to answer you, you are perfect the way you are. Don't feel the pressure or not something to let malapi, because a lot of people right now feel a pressure. So it's not even about that. Come as you are.
But we can take it to the next level. All right, let's take a break. If you have any questions and compliments for the brother, he is with me in studio. He goes by the name of Clement Maosa. Send me a voice note, send me a text on 0798996226. That is 0798996226. I'm in studio with Clement Maosa. This is Lekompo Friday, and joining me in studio is Clement Maosa. He just dropped a new song, Midnight, right? It was Midnight, yeah. No?
Definitely.
Yeah, so he's here to share all about the music journey. I'm so excited. I see your voice notes and your messages that came through. I'm going to go through them in a short while. So, Clement, let's talk music, since we've been talking about the music a lot, of course. So what inspires, you know, your songwriting?
Nah, man, it's simple. And people sometimes, they want to differentiate acting and music. For me, it's all storytelling, right?
Okay.
Because the lyrics that you're writing, you're telling a story, right? And you could tell a story about anything, whether your own personal experiences or you can create fiction. Yeah, understand? Or other people's experiences, you know what I mean? So for me, it's storytelling. So depending on what I'm feeling at the moment, but I've realized that I'm more into... Actually, I don't want to get too political.
Yeah.
But social justice, you know, talking about the injustices that we face and whatever, or be it our misfortunes and whatnot, but also talking about the brighter side of things. Yeah, understand? Because if you can listen carefully to Good Life, we're talking about how people used to perceive us when we had no money, when we were nobodies. But then now when we started living the good life, all of a sudden the attention comes and what so forth. Yeah, so I'm just using that as an example. So that's what normally... inspire me to write.
Yep. I'm sorry to interject. I mean, it's basically because you're in the forefront about it so much about how you grew up, you know, where you come from, you know, what you struggled with, and the fact that, you know what, where you are right now, through God's grace also, you know, and the hard work, is the story that you're also telling about through the music as well, to say, do not think, where you started is where you'll end.
True.
As long as you keep going, you keep pushing. And that's what I've got from you when it comes to the music and just life in general. So that's exactly what I got. But now, a lot of artists, you know, they preview their music before they drop it on TikTok. Why is that? Why is that?
No, man, I think it happened a lot in piano first.
Okay.
So this is how music has transitioned over the years.
Okay.
Right. Before, we knew that if Brenda Fassie drops a single or an album, it's going to drop maybe in July, and then the rest of the year she's not going to drop anything, maybe till next year or a year after. And that was the recipe for dropping music back in the day.
100%.
Right. Also because there was a process of, you know, having to go print for CDs or cassettes and whatnot. But now we're living in a digital space whereby you can literally record today and even release today, right? But also because of how the consumption, the music consumption is, people feel the need to drop all the time, because most of the music recently is about fun and what's happening, and people feel like, you know what, there isn't a lot of depth in songwriting. Yes, we still do have that, but not a lot.
As
much as we used to back in the day. And if your music is not really that deep, sometimes it loses touch sooner.
Yeah,
I don't know if I make sense.
Like relevance,
exactly.
Well,
but also because now music gets popular by social media, then it trends today. If it's no longer trending tomorrow, then people don't listen to it. So that's why now there's a fast pace of releasing music every day. So the reason why sometimes we debut the music on social media platforms, particularly TikTok, it's because sometimes artists want to see the people's reaction, because you can get into studio and record a song and you're not sure if it will land in the street. You know what I mean? So in most cases, they just trying to give you like a little snippet and test the market. And then as soon as people start liking it, they know that, okay, definitely it's going to land. You know what I mean? Sometimes they'll preview music and then it will not even get released. Don't get released. It's like, okay, we tried it, it doesn't work, we move on. You know, so that's why we, hey, there's releases every single day. Like, even just by midnight tonight, I don't know how many songs dropped. You know, only in Lekombo.
Yo.
You know, without including the other genres. So that's how the game is right now, I guess.
Nah, most definitely, man. I mean, last year you dropped December, right?
True.
And also this year you've worked alongside Zwelithini White Smoke on Batswadi Balla, right?
Yeah.
Hunter Brawak.
Okay.
Utsunya Batswaba Hulu. Kurgang Hangu Bagay, because that you're always talking about them or what's about King Bampile Jabu Malo. What is the story?
So for me, that's reality, right?
Uh-huh.
Normally in December, when kids go out and party, parents get concerned.
Mm.
Yeah, I understand. So that's what we're telling. That's why I'm saying, Lekombo, one thing I love and appreciate about it is the fact that it's very authentic.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? We're talking about real life events, things that we experience, things that are happening in our houses, things that are happening when we go out, but also sometimes our interest as youth.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people who feel like, I want to go out, but mama adumeli, okay, kila out, renga wa late, I'm better, all those things.
Yes.
So we write about those things, 100%. You know, and that's what people like because they can connect and they relate with the story as well. Yeah, hence I said, Tori, music is also storytelling.
No, most definitely. So I know you're going to work with a lot of artists. I know there's a lot of music in the pipeline, but who is that one artist you'd really love to work with? Just think of that one. I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Jeez, that's crazy, eh?
Yeah.
No, it's crazy because I never thought of it.
Oh.
I never sat down and said, I really want to work with this. I'm being quite honest, especially when it comes to Lekombo, because I think the way we're so united and we support one another, I know that whomever I want to work with,
we'll come
there's
to the
80% chances that we'll definitely get to work. Because normally how we get to record, I hardly ever give people a call and say, hey, Besh, I'm going to come to your studio, let's record.
Uh-huh.
It's when we meet at events and whatever, and I'm like, yo, I heard that song of yours. Oh, I heard yours. Actually, let's do something. And then we eventually go to studio.
Authentic.
So we hardly ever, I don't remember calling somebody and say, hey, I've seen your music, I
want
to work with you.
With
so
you.
That's why I'm saying it's crazy for me to say, I've always wanted to work with this person. I just know that chances are there that, because we listen to each other's music.
No, most
we're playing each other's music, even on TikTok and joining the challenges, we know each other. So it's a matter of when you meet each other, and sometimes the timing as well. You know, because I don't think a lot of people want to take advantage to know that, okay, Besh just released a dope song and then he's popular now or more popular than that, then let me jump in. It's like, no, when the time is right, because we see each other, we meet each other.
Yeah.
So for me, it has to be very authentic. I don't think there's anyone. My wish is to work with almost everyone who's in Lekombo.
I love that. I mean, let's talk about Lekombo Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've worked with one of the most incredible artists we have, man, in the province, which is Bio97. We've had him in studio as well once.
Nice.
So, I mean, how did this collabo come about? Is it the same way you're explaining what because I'm thinking about it now and I'm like, Bio97, Clement, okay, Lekombo family.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, like in Fetra Dropegosh.
Yes, definitely. You know the story with Bio97? I've always heard his music and then I met him and he just reminded me because I had forgotten. We first met at King Monata studio when they were recording. I think it was Boom.
Okay.
Right, but we never, you know, because back then I wasn't really pushing music as much.
Mm.
And then fast forward, we had Lekombo Balcony Mix, the one in Limpopo, I think last of last month.
Okay.
We met and then the energy was proper. Like, yeah, we'll definitely do something in future.
Yeah.
Right. And I think we forgot to exchange numbers or something. And then we met again at Lekombo Balcony Mix,
yo,
the one in Joburg.
Yo.
And then it's like, yo, I'm also in Joburg this year. I just moved to Joburg. So if you have time, let's do that thing that we said we'll do. Like, actually, yes, because we've been talking about it and I know our energies are, you know, proper.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's go to studio and record. And that's how we recorded. But it wasn't that theory. It was just energies.
Nah,
yeah, but then he came up with this beautiful, beautiful concept whereby he sampled an old song, Dalom Kids.
Ah.
You know,
And
I'm like, I love the sound of that. You know, I really love the sound. I'm like, definitely, let's do it. But we had to, you know, give them a call and make sure that we clear everything and also feature them on the song.
Mm.
You know, that's how the song came about. And then we also featured Vida Soul. And Sjepa, No, Mjepa, yes. ZA. So those are the people who are part of the song. That's but it's so a beautiful song. And also, we're just on this thing of saying Lokompo to the world, Lokompo to the world. So in terms of the concept, we decided that, you know what, let's take Lokompo to the world. So if you can listen to the lyrics, we're like, Ariem Makompo. So that's the whole idea behind the song, Lokompo Anthem. But also, it's a sing-along because people, a lot of people know that old song from Dalom Kid. So now it's like a sing-along. You play it once, the next time you play it, everyone is just singing along to it.
Nah, most definitely. You know what? In the interest of time, I need to go through the messages because my adventure family, this guy. So, Mr. Bash, what a dope interview. I love the energy. It sounds like, Barking, you really rehearsed this one. Love you so much. And I'm like, you know what's so funny? Because I know you, like, personally, right?
True.
And I know that regardless of anything that is thrown your way, in an interview, it's like, you tell your life story.
True.
So there's nothing that, and just to put it out there, disclaimer, we never send anyone a script so that they must go through
actually,
it.
Actually, there's no list of questions where they're like, we're going to ask you this and that. We're just chatting, man. We're catching up with my brother.
No, most definitely. But big up to Clement. Keep up the good work. Kimo, share, Salomo, Kaspring, say. Let me take a voice note. Let me take a few voice notes, actually.
Hey, Clement Braga. Hey, not our writer. You're our supporter. Do what you do best, my man. I don't know, man. Question, give a lot of. You just do the question, man. Yeah, it's the question. It's your.
Make up your mind.
Because hey, you are just flowing, my man.
Ah, come on.
He's an actor.
I'm not acting, though. Yeah, no, yes, but man. Yeah, you're thank flowing. You so much. I really appreciate it.
But that's actually a compliment, you know? That's actually a compliment. When people see that, you know, you've always told me something about taking your craft serious. I don't know if you remember.
We have had a lot of serious conversations. Exactly. I always have, like, deep conversations with you.
So you always mentioned, Tabayawara, always be prepared. Not even knowing what to expect. It's just the way it is. Let's take another one.
Hola, Kimba Sugar.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, okay, welcome on, Clement. Hey, Clement, my brother. I keep rocking on, my bro. I keep on, what is a punch, man. Yes, it's Waroka, Brian. Waroka. Rosevera, go skim, Sam, eh? Mara, you are coming with fire, Molukombo.
Dango.
You are coming with your own bang.
Okay.
You know what? You are taking Lokompo to another level, my brother. Keep rocking on.
Thank you. That's the plan. Lokompo to
more
the world.
More greatness, more blessing to you. Like, Lokompo ya roka. Lokompo pili.
Dango.
Dango.
That is so beautiful. Let me take the last one. It's so
Hashtag Lokompo Friday. Hashtag Capricorn Adventure. Good day, guys.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Clement. This is your boy, your biggest fan. Clotum Paul, I'm with you on all network platforms. Big up to you, bro. I'm so proud of you. You rock. My favorite side chick, DJ Abuti Winter Stalking.
That's
the face off.
What a show. Thank you so much for Friday. Big up to our homie Clement Mausa. A big shout out to you and to everyone. Happy Friday.
A happy Friday.
What a show.
Issue.
King Eddie Beshe.
Dango.
Palabura, you know, 8.0.
If there's something I was dreading, is having my friend in studio.
That's an inside joke.
Coming to take out personal things. But nonetheless, it's fine. My brother, before I let you go, but what more can we expect from you, you know, in this year of 2025, speaking of music?
No, people must just expect a lot. There's definitely a lot coming from my side, especially in terms of music. People must look forward to a lot of collaborations with artists from Limpopo. You know, right now I'm very intentional about who I work with, but also the main intention is to take Limpopo to the world. 100%. We're not playing when we're saying that.
100%.
And one thing I want to also say is the support that we're getting from our followers. It's so amazing. You know, since I started releasing December last year, I've been getting so much support. You know, it's messages from these people who tell you that, you know what, you're rocking and you're taking Lokompo far. And that's the whole plan. But also, I decided that with the experience that I have in entertainment, I want to come and pass it on to most of our artists who are still based in Limpopo, and they might not know a lot of things, especially especially the business side of music in Joburg. 100%. So I'm trying to bring that, you know, going to, you know, TV shows and performing, taking yourself serious as a brand, you know, what other platforms to leverage on. So I think that's the whole aim, but we're definitely going to work. And then, I would say I'll see you guys on in your town very soon. I'll be traveling a lot in Limpopo, going to different gigs. So we'll definitely meet.
No, most definitely, my brother. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for taking this time to come and join us on the show. With everything that is going on throughout the year, Lekompo to the world.
Lekompo to the world. That's the whole intention.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.